If you're listening to this podcast, that means that you like podcasting in some shape or form. And if you have a show of your own, I want to tell you about Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the podcast industry. I'm your host, David. Today's Wednesday, November 11th. And as always, we'll be breaking down the top three stories from around the podcasting world. Our first story is Apple and Sony are both in talks to buy the podcasting company Wondery. Our second story is it looks like Spotify is considering a subscription service for podcasts. And our third and final story is Riverside FM, a new video podcast platform, announced they raised $2.5 million in funding and have launched to market. But those are our top three stories, so let's dig in and learn about what's happening in the podcast industry. It's been reported that both Apple and Sony Music have both held talks about potentially acquiring Wondery, the producer of Dirty John and Dr. Death, according to people familiar with the matter, setting the stage for the biggest deal yet in the booming podcasting market. Wondery is seeking between $300 and $400 million in a possible sale to the people who are not asked to be identified with the negotiations that are ongoing. Apple and Sony are two of at least four companies that have discussed a deal with Wondery. Though Spotify has been the most aggressive buyer of podcasting companies over the last 2 years, the audio giant has decided not to bid on Wondery. A deal is expected in the coming months, but there's no guarantees that discussions won't fall apart. Wondery is one of the largest independent podcasting studios and network, reaching a monthly audience of more than 8 million people, according to Podtrac, an industry measurement firm. A price tag of as much as $400 million would surpass what Spotify paid for The Ringer and Gimlet Media, as well as what SiriusXM paid for Stitcher. It's possible that the price tag could scare off some would-be bidders, especially since the podcast industry is still fairly small. But Wondery has a pipeline of podcasts that could be turned into television series and other content. It's already developed more than a dozen TV shows based on its podcast, including a program for Apple about the rise and fall of WeWork. For Apple, adding Wondery would mark the tech giant's most prominent investment in the podcast space in several years. It would immediately give the company a strong library of original content, and Apple has been pushing deeper into original series in recent years, especially with Apple TV. Although Apple first popularized podcasts 15 years ago with iTunes, they've been refining their services in the previous months. It's improved its podcast app on the iPhone and iPad, launched a Mac app, added new analytic tools for podcasters, and improved its outreach with creators. Apple also acquired at least two small podcasting companies. In 2017, it bought Pop-Up Archive, a startup that built technology to improve searching for podcasts. And early this year, Bloomberg News reported that Apple bought Scout FM, a podcasting service that turns shows into radio-like stations. Sony's music arm, the second largest music company in the world, has invested in a handful of podcasting ventures and funded dozens of original podcasts. Sony has been the most aggressive of the three major music companies in the genre, which became a focus following Spotify's investment in the industry. Podcast market growth potential has helped propel Spotify's shares this year, sending them up 85%. Founded in 2016 by former TV executive Herman Lopez, Wondery has produced some of the most popular podcasts over the past years, but Lopez is also under a legal cloud as well. So it should be interesting to see what ends up with the negotiations with Wondery. We're definitely be following this and bringing you the latest as it develops. So we'll be watching this close and digging into everything that's happening with these negotiations in the coming weeks. Our second story is Spotify appears to be toying with the idea of launching a subscription package for its podcast content, where users would pay a monthly fee to listen to original shows or exclusive episodes. Not to be confused with the existing AdList pay tier, Spotify Premium, nope. This would be a separate subscription fee solely for podcasts. Given that the company shelled out more than $600 million over the years to beef up its podcast repertoire, it's no surprise that now execs are looking to slap a paywall on it. Variety reported that Spotify recently pushed out a survey to select users through its mobile app to gauge opinions on several potential subscription formats ranging from $3 to $8 per month. The cheapest plan would feature access to exclusive interviews and episodes only available to subscribers, but still include ads. The most expensive plan would ditch the ads and give subscribers early access to some content as well as access to high-quality original content. And of course, the cost of any of these packages doesn't appear to be included. Access to Spotify's premium music subscription service, which presumably would still be an additional $10 per month. It should be noted that Spotify only is putting out feelers on the survey, so none of this is set in stone. A company spokesperson clarified in a statement to The Verge saying, quote, "At Spotify, we routinely conduct a number of surveys in an effort to improve our user experience. Some of those end up paving the path for our broader use experiences, and others serve only as important learnings. We have no further news to share on the future plans at this time." So it's true. Companies poll users all the time about potential changes they got cooking up. There's no guarantee that the specific plans listed in the survey will come to fruition. But rolling out any kind of dedicated subscription package would make sense considering Spotify's aggressive push to the podcasting sphere. In the last 2 years, the company has thrown out money to scoop up several major podcast producers, including The Ringer for nearly $200 million, Joe Rogan for $100 million, as well as Gimlet and Anchor for roughly $340 million. This is all like very similar to what we've been talking about in the consolidation in the market, whether it's looking at trying to buy something like Wondery, or can you know now you're trying to monetize your own content in your own stream. It's very similar to what we saw happening in the streaming wars with content, whether it's HBO Max, Netflix, Disney Plus, and what we're seeing with the consolidation of everybody's own library to then kind of monetize it on their own platforms. But I get it. Spotify is looking to earn money back after investing in these podcast producers. But it's important to note that Spotify also made $2 billion in revenue the last quarter alone. So we'll see what their future plans are. And as always, we talk a lot about Spotify on this podcast and the consolidation of what's happening with the different acquisitions in the market. So we'll be digging into this story as it continues to develop and let you know everything that's happening with Spotify's subscription and if you're going to have to pay for exclusive content over there. And our third and final story is about Riverside FM, a new startup with an easy-to-use platform for recording professional-quality video podcasts. In fact, although the company only recently came out of stealth, it already has a number of high-profile customers, including Verizon Media and Hillary Clinton, who's using Riverside FM to record her new podcast, You and Me Both with Hillary Clinton. The startup was founded by brothers Nadav and Gideon Keeson, and they first created the platform so that politicians could participate in video debates, but then realized there was a more promising business model for a broader podcasting tool. In addition to officially launching Riverside FM, they also announced they raised $2.5 million in seed funding to come to market. It's a fairly straightforward recording experience. The host just shares a link with the guest. There's no software installation necessary, and there's plenty of other browser-based podcasting tools. For example, Zencastr recently expanded from audio to also video support. But the Keeson suggests they've spent a lot of time solving common technical issues for podcasters. For one thing, each participant's audio and video is recorded as a separate track on their device so that a bad internet connection won't affect recording quality. The recording is uploaded during the session so you don't have to have a long wait time for files to upload. And there are automatic backups in case someone's browser or computer freezes. Riverside FM also supports 4K video and uncompressed WAV audio. It also includes an interface where podcast producers can monitor each other's guest equipment and adjust audio levels in real time. And it's interesting that Riverside FM stated they aren't interested in getting involved in podcast distribution, but instead focusing on being a reliable production platform as well as providing cross-platform analytics. The brothers also suggest that even if you're not interested in creating a full-fledged video podcast, Riverside FM is still the right choice for recording audio. Plus, you can still use the recording video session to create promotional clips for YouTube and social media. For all the podcasters listening out there, you know, Podio is really the easiest way to monetize your podcast, and it's really sounding like Riverside FM is becoming the go-to new startup for recording video podcasting. And, you know, if you're a podcaster yourself, I suggest checking them out. But those are our top three stories from around the podcasting industry. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can follow us on social media. And that's what's going on with the podcast industry. Hope to see you next episode.